It is Hank FM, and it's time to play a game. Friday morning fake news. All the kids use a pair of passes. First of all, we'll set you up for next weekend out there. Pair of passes to be Neil McCoy in concert at Grapevine's 41st Annual Main Street Fest. Go see our buddy East Texan great Neil McCoy to kick off that whole weekend out there in Grapevine. And also going to throw in a pair of passes. This will go down Friday, August the 22nd there at Cowtown Coliseum. This thing will sell out. Sold out the past couple of years. The Bowls, Bands, and Barrels thing. This is a blast, too. So they just announced their lineup recently. We got your passes to both of those. All on the line in Friday morning fake news, where we give you three news stories. Two of which actually factually things that happened on this planet. The other, not so much. If you can tell us, 1, 2, 3, which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. You were well on your way to both of those. No choices to make today.
I like that.
Except on which is the fake news story. Which four of those are we prepared?
Do
we
have them? Yes,
sir. Here we go. Story number one.
Number one.
There's a lot that mom can do for you. Cook, clean, kiss the boo-boos, and of course, embarrass you. Miranda Lambert admits hers, well, had a few moments, namely when she was 10 years old and mom made her try on a bra right in the middle of Kmart. Despite all this, they seem to have managed to move on from the traumatizing episode and have a great relationship.
That is story number one. Number two.
Number two.
I think you've got mom game, but is it like Eileen Berzin's? Probably not. She's hailing from Annapolis, Maryland, and will be getting a lot of gifts because she's given birth to 17 children. The oldest is 27, the youngest is 4. Not only does she mom so hard, she also homeschools, coaches their teams, and makes sure everyone has a nice dinner every night. Curve thrower.
And then, finally, story
number three.
So just remember, we would not mom without grandma. So where did she go? Marva Lynch of DeKalb County, Georgia, was deeply in grief when her grandmother passed away. So she brought her favorite outfit and wig to the funeral home, showed up to the service, and quickly realized, that is not Nana. Someone replaced her with a different body. Marvin now suing for negligence, breach of contract, and a variety of other allegations.
Well, there you go. 1, 2, 3. Those are your stories to choose from to quickly review. Is it the story Miranda Lambert has of her mama out there in Lindale at 10 years old in a Kmart? Having to try a bra on right there.
That may have been something my mom would have. I mean, no one's looking. It's fine.
Was it
part
of the Kathy Lee Gifford line of clothing that dominated the Kmart shelves for so many years?
Go, Kathy.
I hate that I know that. Story number two, is it Ms. Eileen, I believe? 17 children.
Mm-hmm.
Ages 4 to 27.
She's got a variety.
And she homeschools? Mm-hmm.
She homeschools and coaches and even cooks dinner every night.
Okay. And then, is it story number three? Marva from California. Grief over her grandma. And then found that's not Nana in the casket. They put the wrong body in the casket.
Yeah, you got to keep track of everyone. It's like taking roll. You need to ask Eileen about this.
Not the mama. 1, 2, or 3, which is the fake news story. We have our first contestant on the line. Who do we have here waking up with Hank?
Myra.
Well, hello, Myra.
Hello.
Good morning,
Myra. How are you?
Beautiful. Sounds like you're calling on a CB trucker system there. Right?
Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
Shiny side up. Myra, where are you at today? Obviously, you're driving. Where are you headed?
I'm driving, headed to swim class, where I'm always headed when I talk to y'all.
Myra, going to put the work in, put some laps in.
There you go.
It goes swimmingly.
Going to play Will It Float with herself.
Look at her.
Myra, are you excited about a new American Pope? Because that's really the question that we're asking this morning.
Well, I'm not Catholic, but I'm glad they got one.
Yeah.
Look at them go.
The position was open. You can't leave it. You're vacant for too long.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's American.
Why isn't there a vice pope? Like a second pope, you know, a backup pope.
Right.
A possible pope substitute.
And did they have to update their LinkedIns?
And an insta-pope. You can just plug in. You know, plug in pope. Pope and play. Okay.
There you go.
Here we go. All right. So, Myra, your first up here in Friday morning fake news. You got pick of the litter 1, 2, or 3, which is the fake fake news story?
I think it's number one.
Miranda's mom right there making her do a fitting right in the middle of Kmart.
I'm a native Texan, and I worked at Kmart, and I just can't. No.
But you have seen some things at Kmart, though, haven't you? I know I have.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was my first job.
Burned in my brain.
Yeah, it's one of those moments that makes you say, Walmart, hold my beer.
Myra will wake up in the middle of the night flashing blue lights in her head.
Yeah, okay.
It was very, very
my first
special.
Job, and I had to do those blue light specials.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Hashtag Kmart. All right. Survey says...
Myra, you're right.
Hey! Fantastic.
In other disturbing news, it was another star that actually had that happen, but it wasn't a JCPenney.
Oh, no.
One Tina Fey.
I did. I was, wearing... Bless my heart. And that haircut and like a bra. I remember my mom taking me to JCPenney and trying a bra on over my clothes in the middle of JCPenney.
That's too funny.
It's not easy to be a woman.
I mean,
no, sir.
I don't know. Who hasn't
no,
been?
Ma'am.
There? I know I have. I know. It was Sears, but still, whatever. Florida America Shops.
You and your tough skins. All they
right.
Still look good, by the
congratulations
way.
Congratulations to Eileen, 17. Mom of 17 kids.
Correct.
Ooh.
Also hashtag. And then Marva, that was not Nana in the casket.
Mm-mm, they lost Grandma.
Did they find her?
It doesn't say. I'm hoping so.
Oh, dear. Okay.
She couldn't have gone far.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, too. Maybe she's at a Kmart. Are you a mama?
I am a mama, yes. I have two children, one stepchild, 12 assorted grandchildren,
and
two great-granddaughters.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy, I have all the things.
A happy Mother's Day times 37 right there to you. You have got Friday morning fake news.
Woo!
Myra on a Mama's Day weekend.